Hello, and welcome to Comic Book Rundown. This episode is great because we get to meet one of my favorite characters. So, without further ado, let's get to the episode.
Alrighty, on to Chapter 6.
Yes!
This is where we start to get some fun times.
This is where we start to meet everybody.
Yeah. We'll get to it here in a second. They keep going down. I like how they say it's 4 days later. Like, it took 4 days to go through this tunnel. I don't know if it really did.
Yeah. But like, it's a fun little montage of Taco being upset that people are talking and sharing their backstories. And then Taco's just going more and more insane about it.
It's wonderful because Magnus will not shut up. Mm-hmm.
4 days that brought us closer as friends. No, it didn't. 4 days that brought us to the brink of being a powerful fighting unit. No, it didn't. 4 days that brought us a broader understanding of the very world around us. Oh, it most definitely didn't.
Oh, I love it. And then Magnus asks where it brought him, and Taco's like, to another big goddamn cave. Now, this is more of a like workshop than a cave.
Yeah, it looks like a workshop, very much so.
We've got this giant mechanical device in the middle of it.
Yes, and it's covered with a sheet, which they quickly whip off to see, like, numerous gears, and it's honestly kind of hard to figure out what it does. It's just massive and terrifying.
But I like how they have to look under everything, because I know in my D&T campaign that I run, my group, we have to push every button or pull every lever that we come across. So to the point where my DM knows this, and he will purposely,
like, put in red
purposely
herrings.
Set a trap. Yeah, hell yeah. Like, we were in this cave one time where we came across this lever, and he specifically says there's a lever there. So I go and pull it, which causes this giant beast from somewhere else in the cave to come attack us. So,
oh, wow.
You know. Yeah, he was a... Ron, I love you, but you're a dick.
I thought if you were going to go full Emperor's New Groove. You pull the lever, the floor opens up underneath you, and you fall.
Wrong lever! Fucking love that show. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
As they're looking at this device, the door gets kicked in, and we're introduced to Killian. Well, we don't know her name is Killian yet.
Yes.
But it's this orc woman, and I just have to say, this is going to go back to the podcast. She is the person that wrote in and whose name they chose. Like, she's forever popular.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
She's forever going to live in infamy.
Well, I was going to bring up a secondary fact to that, which I guess this is like a pseudo spoiler for the podcast. And I guess when the eventual graphic novel comes out, it's revealed that Killian has a girlfriend named Carrie. Mm-hmm. And that Carrie is named after Carrie Peach, the illustrator for this graphic novel. Yes.
That I did not know.
But yes.
Hey, that makes sense, though. Actually, you say it's a spoiler. It's Carrie and Boyland are in this book.
Yes. I saw Boyland, and I did see Carrie as well.
Yeah. I didn't realize that until my second read-through.
Mm-hmm.
But what ends up happening is Killian, you know, comes in, and she's threatening to shoot these guys. And she asks if they are there for the...
Yeah, it's just loud static is all they hear. It's just... And that's it.
Yeah, because... And they're like, what was that? Sound like you had something in your throat.
And then, of course, Merle has to peep in with, "Why, no, ma'am, we are not... hunters."
And that proves to Killian that she doesn't have to kill them. They're not here for what she's after.
Yes. Well, curious why they can't understand them. I wonder what's going on there. She says that I will not kill you with my crossbow, and then sends out this, I guess it's magic, because I don't think she brought that giant gear machine in there. So
she has the device, whatever device she has, I think.
I think it allows her to take control of it. And so she takes control of it, sets it to, like, non-lethal, and then we are into another battle.
Well, you say non-lethal, but the first thing we see are these giant teeth-like clamps coming at the guys.
Also, Louise. It's named Louise. Fun fact. Louise.
Which, what the hell? I don't, okay, whatever. Killian runs off, closes the door behind them. The Trace Hornady boys are able to destroy the machine.
Yes, Taco, like, sends out this beam of lightning. Then Magnus jumps in the sky, pulls down some chains, throws it into the jaws of the beast that cause it to shut down immediately.
You know why? Because he's proficient in chains.
Exactly.
They go up the stairs following Killian, and then they hear the cries for help.
Of course, coming from Killian.
Yes. And, of course, Magnus rushes in.
Meanwhile, Taco is more just like, I'm not going to go help someone who just sicked a metal murder machine on us.
Oh, and I love it, too, because Griffin's getting ready to just continue on with the campaign. Like, Magnus rushes in, so you all take off running down the... And Taco's like, I don't. And that confused him. He's like, what? What was that?
And then Merle stays back, too. He's like, I've got stubby dwarf legs. I'll more like waddle than run.
So Magnus comes up to the chambers. He's like, I'm ready with my Magnus and his road dogs, and sees that neither one, Taco nor Merle, are with him.
And he stands before an imposing figure who we don't know who he is. Nope. And then, of course, he's trying to convince Merle and Taco to come in. Merle eventually goes. And then, of course, you hear, what a fantastic development. We have guests, my dear. How exciting. And then Taco just thinks, that sounds good and weird. I'm coming, baby.
It piques his interest enough.
Mm-hmm.
So they go rushing into the chamber. They see Bogard. He is laying by this giant pit in the center, you know, half dead. We get a readout of his stats. Bogard Stoneseeker, he's a dwarf. His class is engineer. He's proficient in treasure hunting and nepotism.
Yes. So. And they all start arguing back and forth about, like, is he dead? Is he not? Meanwhile, this giant imposing figure is just like, ahem! And he stares at them with this dark, ominous face, an ellipsis, and then he's just in the most joyous panel, I think, in this entire book, goes, a third visitor! Wonderful!
They see Killian. Well, he talks to Killian real quick, is like, I'm not doing any voices. If you want to read this in his voice, you can.
Yeah. Well, he looks at Killian, and it's that kind of thing where a villain kidnaps somebody, and it's just like, we have to set the table. More people are coming. But Taco immediately tries to turn on the charm. Where did you study magic? New Elfington? I'm not that familiar. Oh, it was built on the ruins of Old Elfington, which we burnt down because we couldn't figure out why it was called Old Elfington. Now, who might you be? And then it is revealed that this gentleman is the Black Spider.
I love how he reveals it, though.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, my reputation did not precede me. And they're just like, huh? I don't know. So he pulls up his
tabard, which has a giant spider on it, is like
pointing at it. I love it.
And Merle with the ultimate line, I hate to be that guy, but that's technically a white spider.
Because it is. It's a white spider on a black
tabard. Yeah.
But we get, he get his stats. He's Black Spider. His race is a drow. He's a wizard. He's proficient in black magic, arachnid control, and bad accent, which, I don't know if it's a bad accent. I like his accent. It's great. But we also find out that his Christian name.
His real
name.
Is
Magic Brian.
It's Brian, darling.
I'm sorry, this is like the best scene in the podcast.
Oh,
like,
it's very, very
by far.
Good. And then, of course, it's revealed that he is also here for the...
Yep. And they have no idea what he's talking about. And he figures out that they can't hear him because of reasons. We're just going to say reasons for now.
Yes,
we'll
exactly.
Find out later why. But in the book itself, it's all the static.
Which is
talk.
Really well done. Like, you've got the traditional kind of like Comic Sans text, and then it's got this like darkness scratched over it that looks really mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah, they did a good job translating that from the podcast to the book.
Yes.
So Brian is, well, the Black Spider is basically saying that, you know, I can't give you Bogard, the dwarf.
Well, he says, I'm willing to give you the dwarf. I just need a little bit more of his blood.
Okay, yes. And by a little bit, he means probably all of it.
All of it. And so then at that point, Taco's just like, that's not going to work. We're going to need to take Bogard and the orc with us. In return, you get to keep the magical mystery mine and your perfectly shaped head.
This doesn't sit well with the Black Spider.
Yes.
So he summons another Black Spider. A literal giant
Black Spider, who's also named Brian, but it's Brian with a Y.
We get a sheet on him. He's a spider. Class spider.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, he's proficient in web spinning, skittering, you know, spidery stuff.
Yes. And then the battle begins, and my favorite thing about this is we have Griffin popping in as the DM, but he's got on, like, a sports announcer's, like, thing, and he's, like, covering it like it's a sports event.
Yep. Taco quickly releases Killian, and they get the battle in. She doesn't have her crossbow, so Magnus throws her some chains that he kept from the previous room.
Yeah, they arm her with chains, and so basically you now have Magnus and Killian just going crazy, whipping at the Black Spider with chains.
Merle's like, whip it good. And then Griffin, of course, gives him a look.
An unapproving that joke was terrible look. Then Taco casts Magic Missile on Magic Brian, but Brian has the ultimate comeback because he has a more powerful version of Magic Missile that knocks Taco to the ground, damaging him severely.
Yes. So, as Killian and Magnus are still attacking Brian with a Y, Magnus is scared of his mind because it's a giant fucking spider and he's afraid of spiders.
Well, he describes it as a non-proficiency with spiders.
Merle is able to convince Taco to throw him like a cannonball.
Well, I believe he was trying to get him to throw something else, but then he picks up Merle, and Merle's just like, this is not what I had in mind. Screw it. Cannonball! And he just cannonballs into the Black Spider that falls backwards into this massive pit in the center of the room, but Merle is still in the grasp of the giant spider.
Yeah, well, it looks like he's holding on to him as he's falling down. Like, not Brian is not holding on to Merle. Merle's holding on to Brian as he's falling down.
Well, no, what it is I think it's kind of like he's just tucked in there because he cannonballed into the middle of him.
Oh, then on the next page, the next panel, he's got arms out like he's holding him.
Oh, almost. I see what you mean.
Although I think he might have been, like, not knocked out, but hurt, because when Magnus throws, like, he whips the chains out to grab Merle, he doesn't look like he's super with it.
Yeah, he's not feeling so good.
As they're pulling him up.
And then the greatest scene, and probably one of the most iconic lines from the series, Brian is standing over the edge of it, screaming. Magic Brian. Brian with a Y! He was one day from spider retirement. You people have vexed me. I'm so desperately sad. Merle goes, did we win? And then we hear, hey, Magic Brian. Abraca, fuck you! In the best panel in the entire book. It's beautiful. It takes up half the page. It's so well done. So many props to Carrie for this.
Yes. And he fires off his magic missile and knocks Brian over to the hole, literally right next to Bogard.
Yes.
Forgot his name for a second. This is, in the podcast, this is one of the scenes that just hooked me.
Yes.
I'm like, didn't see it coming. It was wonderful.
Well, it's such a good change up because what happens is he grabs, I'm just going to call him his name for the podcast because I'm going to keep forgetting Bogard. He grabs Gundren, rolls off the side with him, and then into the pit. And so they're all like, oh no, he's taken him with him. And then you see a set of dwarven hands reach up and grab the hole. And then you see a second identical pair of hands grab the hole, and two Bogarts lift themselves up to stand in front of them. And it's the, you know, the classic, like, which one's which? Which one's which? Until the other Bogard opens his mouth.
I love it.
Like, the one is just like, oh, no, look, guys, you got to understand. I know everything about my clan. I know all this. And then the other one goes, no, the fellow on the right is the imposter. I'm the real Bogart Stoneseeker. And it's just a panel of everyone staring at him like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
And, like, Merle's like, wait, maybe Magic Brian cursed Bogard to sound like he had a ridiculous accent.
Yes, that's exactly what he did. This is a bad, bad boy with all kinds of sinister magics.
I fucking love it.
And then Magnus just walks over and punts him into the fucking hole.
Oh, goddamn. Yeah, he just goes flying down. He lands on Brian.
I landed on Brian. No.
Taco throws another magic missile to kill him completely.
To kill him off. And that's the end of chapter 6, which was probably the lengthiest chapter there was.
I think so. I think you're right. But they had a lot that they had to do, so.
Yes.
Oh, so great. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you enjoyed listening to Scotty, you can check out his many, many podcasts on his website, aloadofpurebs.com. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Adventure Zone story.